to the Multimedia Men podcast number 20.
What? Oh,
no way.
Can y'all believe we've been doing this 20 weeks now?
I do hate all y'all.
I haven't really
all by now. I've learned so much about each of you.
Not true.
That I don't like, but that I do love.
But you remain exactly the same, Ryan.
Not enough.
You need to grow.
I need to grow into
other than
a
the
person.
Mustache.
My name is Brian Kluher.
Our time. Our time.
I'm with Gadi Elkon.
Goonies, yay.
Andrew Conway.
Yeah, you are.
Adam Conway.
What's up?
And Mark Chaffardini.
Hello, hello, Gabna.
And this is our 20th podcast. I can't believe it. Last week, we were taking shots of alcohol if we cursed, but fuck that. We're going to curse this time. However, if anybody says the words film or movie from this point on, we have to take a shot of beer. So we can't say those words.
Which words? Well,
you just said them.
You just said them.
I said from those point on, from that point on.
From this point on.
So we're going to drink.
I wasn't paying attention.
I can write it down. So we're going to start, as always, with our top three of something, and this week is guilty pleasures. So
wait, top three of what, though?
Guilty pleasures of flicks of cinema.
Flicks of cinema.
Yeah.
The talkies.
So,
no talkies. So
guilty pleasures, if you're new to a guilty pleasure, don't know what a guilty pleasure is, that means that we like a certain piece of cinema that most people don't like or are embarrassed to tell people. So I'm going to start off with Gadi because I want to hear what his guilty pleasures are.
Well, I do have a wide range of guilty pleasures.
Well, give us your top three.
Yeah,
I'll give you an honorable mention. There's
definitely some you don't want girls to know you watch, and there's some that you just don't want everyone else to know you watch.
True, but
sliding
I don't.
Doors.
Sliding doors. But I did go with, just because I'll watch it anytime,
oh, that's a good one.
Masters of the Universe, the great story of He-Man versus Skeletor.
You know what? And I love,
love that
movie.
What is that
movie?
Fried chicken you speak
What is that fried chicken you speak
yes.
I actually love that movie. That's Courtney Cox's
like, drink.
Boom!
Yes.
It had begun.
Ben and Police are all the proud.
His finest.
Yeah.
And we also know that Frank Langella was Skeletor.
That's right. Quality Skeletor at that.
It was it Courtney Cox, the
and his career went south after that.
First flick.
Not true. Frank's
I think.
Still
she was really young in it.
Frank and the Robot. That was a great flick.
Great flick.
Frank's I liked that a lot.
But that's my honorable mention because I think that, you know, you can really
He-Man. And there will never be a Dolph Lundgren.
What's your favorite part of the movie? You know.
Oh.
I like all the scary bits.
Drink.
I like all the scary bits.
4 minutes in?
Yeah, we're going to be drunk by the end of this.
Well, we only have these two to drink. So.
Well, I think he's got a whole case.
Yeah, I have a lot.
Hopefully.
We're being done pretty soon.
So it's much easier than the rye whiskey, isn't it?
Yeah, he didn't try any of the rye whiskey.
Does that follow
a
McDonald's hash brown very well?
More gross.
More gross.
More gross.
But no, do you think that anybody is as good as Dolph Lundgren as He-Man?
Yeah.
Well, how many people have
so
played He-Man?
Well, since no one else has played him, he's the best He-Man we have so
literally,
far.
He's so good, though.
He's literally the best we have.
I bet people said that about the first Captain America. They were like, no, nobody's better than that guy. And then,
well they're not going to remake Masters of the Universe. I hope not.
No, they
yeah,
are.
They
yeah,
oh,
they've been trying
to.
For
a while.
But
Dolph Lundgren's schedule hasn't been dropped.
He won't be coming to life.
He's doing Expendables all the time. So
anyway,
Metro has him locked up.
That's my honorable mention.
That's your honorable mention.
That
okay.
just starts the war. Number three, because there are flaws in this movie, but I'll watch it anytime.
Damn it.
Where's my shot glass?
We got one of
the science fiction greatness of Stargate.
I love
Kurt
that
Russell.
Flick.
James Spader.
That was good when I was
Kurt
in seventh
Russell
grade.
Yeah, but you can watch it anytime and still get the return.
How is that a guilty pleasure, though?
There's tons of the Kurt Russell movies you could mention.
I have, yeah, I have one on my list.
You said the M word.
Yeah.
I'm not going to respond to anybody.
Seriously, no one's going to talk about
but,
this podcast.
But Stargate spawned a huge television series.
Yeah, but
like,
no one talks about that flick. as much as they do the TV show, it's definitely panned by all like legit so-called critics. So that's why it's my guilty pleasure.
It's panned by Who are these critics you speak of?
These naughty critics.
Okay, so Stargate, go on your next
what type
one.
Of number two.
Nice people. Tango and Cash.
That's an amazing piece of cinema.
But is it considered?
Are your top three all freaking Kurt Russell movies?
That's great. Yes.
That was worth it.
Yeah, follow that hash
it's
brown
called
beer.
Guilty Pleasures. I don't tell people I love Stargate.
I don't tell anyone I love Kurt Russell.
I do.
I do. Obviously.
Tango and Cash is great.
Yeah, I don't
his
know.
His son's going to be in something, I think.
He's been in a couple
I'm confused okay. by y'all considering Guilty Pleasures
is
a bad film.
No, it's not a bad film. It's just a film you haven't watched.
And also his other movie.
So, like, are y'all watching a crappy film?
I hate you. It's a bad movie. That's twice you said film.
Oh.
Yeah, he has his ring, too.
You said it also.
I know. He said it like I'm trying to stop you. He kept going.
Andrew, I like that your shot glass has a little handle on it. And you're doing it with one pinky up.
And it's got head, too. It looks like it's just miniature.
I know.
Das Boot.
All right. So that's your number three and two. What's your number one guilty pleasure?
I hate this already.
Let's keep the beer away from the electronics, boys.
Yeah.
This isn't a. This is a great movie.
Drink.
Kevin, vicious segment.
I told you this is hard.
So I really like the talky scent of a woman. It's number one.
So a woman is your guilty pleasure?
That's yeah. what I was thinking. Like, that's like,
get the hell out of here.
It's like
when's the last time y'all watched Guilty Pleasure in public?
It's
in
not
public?
A movie at all.
I said Guilty Pleasure. I said Scent of a Woman.
Scent of a Woman is like one of the best flicks ever.
You never said these had to be bad films.
No,
guilty
I know.
Pleasures.
That's why I'm just arguing. I'm arguing with you. Why is Scent of a Woman a guilty pleasure for you?
Because I just don't think people watch that flick often enough. Or it's not a guy... talkie picture to watch.
I disagree with you.
Talkie picture.
That was a crazy, crazy guilty pleasure list.
Yeah. It was.
Let's see what
you
visit. I want to hear what you're.
Yeah,
what
well,
Andrew has to say.
The Godfather.
Did Scent of a Woman make your top picture list ever?
What wasn't doing?
Godfather did, so it's not a guilty pleasure.
That's actually your guilty
yes.
pleasure.
Like, I'm confused what guilty pleasures are, then. I have
I just
the same question.
No, not at all.
Exactly.
How are these
yeah.
not good guilty
tomato,
pleasures?
Tomato,
it's
tomato.
It's all your personal.
I just,
so why are you arguing, then?
I
don't understand.
I think Scent of a
argument.
Woman could be compared.
I'm going to look at your list and be like, that's just crap pictures.
But I like them.
You're getting good. I like them.
I've been taking my fourth or whatever that shit is.
What motion pictures are your guilty pleasures?
Let's see. Well, my runner-up... It's a oh. Kurt Russell movie.
Oh, shocking!
Drink.
Yeah.
Drink.
That doesn't count. That's still
a
part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Must just give you a beer. I'm going to chase it with
it's
mango.
A little overlooked
gem
flick with starring his wife, Overboard.
Not to be confused with the Adam Sandler flick
Going
fun
Overboard.
It's fun.
I actually,
I like that one.
I got the VHS at a pawn shop, and I watched that movie over and over again.
Good on you for catching yourself.
Yeah, that's my runner-up there.
Football.
Poor Kurt Russell. I love you, Kurt Russell.
Yeah, that's not Overboard.
And then my number three is probably it's one really of the worst hard. Flicks. I've seen in a while, but there's so many funny things about it. Josie and the Pussycats.
But you like it.
The boy band group is the best part of that movie.
Drink.
Damn it. Oh, best part of that
motion picture.
This is so hard.
Self-control, Conway.
That's what she said.
You can do it.
But yeah, they get in a horrific plane accent and still managed to come and perform. And it's one of the funniest moments in that.
I haven't seen that since it came out.
Yeah, I'll watch that every once in a while just because it's so ridiculous. Then let's see.
Number two.
A little animated movie. I'm kind of
drink.
Embarrassed.
After that.
To admit that I watch.
Brave,
I'm going to have to talk
Brave
really slow so I can think about what I'm saying before I say it.
We've got
three more sections.
Because I keep saying the words we're not supposed to say.
Motion pictures are a bitch.
Start talking like Shatner. The movie. That was an example. Perfect.
Yeah.
Not Bud Light.
Anything but Bud.
Thanks for getting the light beers. It's good. It's
a flick called Ferngully.
I love that flick. I love that motion picture.
It's definitely a guilty pleasure. You know, it's got Robin Williams as a crazy bat. And
Tim Curry is one of the creepiest
villains. So it's got everything you like, and it's one of those movies. It's definitely, damn it.
And James Cameron stole the story for Avatar from Ferngully. It's the same exact story.
Unobtainium. Why don't you just call it Never Gonna Get It?
Ferngully.
So Ferngully's number two. So what's your number
great
one?
Great flick. Am I number one?
In like 23rd.
It's probably going to be the fourth flick in a franchise that you love to hate.
Leprechaun?
The Matrix?
Batman and Robin.
Now that's a guilty pleasure.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's a guilty pleasure.
It's one of his best performances by far. It's Mr. Freeze.
Chill out.
And some of the most quotable lines of any movie.
Son of a bitch. Just stop.
Picture was so bad, but I own it and I like watching it just to know that there's so much other good stuff out there.
Damn it if it wasn't fun in the cinema when you're in third grade.
Yeah, I agree.
So in colorful. The cinema.
George Clooney was the worst Batman.
Amistad, Schindler's List, all those qualities.
So those are my guilty pleasures. There's some...
That's a much better list than Gotti.
There's some definitely ones that I don't want... romantic, but I'm not going
to
talk about those.
All right.
But those are my guilty
ones. Other Conway twin, Adam, guilty pleasures.
What movie that, when it first came out, was a guilty pleasure?
Drink.
Drunk.
I would say it's, you know, down there is Galaxy Quest.
I love that.
That's a great movie. That is a great movie.
I didn't say it. That's a
movie. That was,
that's a great movie.
But when it came out, it was critically panned by everyone, but it is such an awesome, awesome flick.
Yes, it is.
You want to know how awesome it is? It's on my phone. It's one to carry on, so I can watch it anytime I want.
Mark Chaffardini from GoSeeTalk.com
has Galaxy
Quest on his phone.
Is the best character in that movie.
That's why it's not really on my
by
list, but
far,
it's, you know,
hands down.
I just wanted to mention.
Is there air out there? You don't know. I don't even have a name.
Tim Allen's great in it. Missy Pyle's great in it. Love that. Love that show.
A couple other motion pictures that are on my list that aren't in the top. Mystery Men is a great...
Great stuff.
That's just a shitty picture.
But it's hilarious to
watch. It is a great...
It has such a great
Paul
cast.
Rubens. Michael Bay plays himself in
the
flick. Michael Bay plays himself in that Mystery Men.
That's great.
Tom Waits is in it.
And also Deep Blue Sea.
Sam Jackson.
One of the best Sam Jackson
deaths ever.
Deaths of all time, yeah.
And what's the other one?
Those are the best.
Well, those are my not honorable mentions.
Jesus.
Oh, those are honorable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then we have number three, which is Bedazzled. I could watch that.
There's no way you watch Bedazzled.
Brendan Fraser has come
a
long way.
It's a fun movie
since Bedazzled.
When's the last time y'all saw that?
Has he?
College. Right now, I'm watching
college. It's not a guilty pleasure if you don't see it frequently.
I've seen it frequently.
Bedazzled.
How frequently do you watch Tango and Cash?
All the time.
I don't think you watch Stargate, though. Do you watch Stargate all the time?
Stargate's on TV all the time. I'll sit down and get through that easily.
When Brendan Fraser is the drug lord.
And he's speaking in Spanish. He's like, ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué?
But y'all have seen it like twice total.
No, I've seen it multiple times.
Okay.
More than two.
Yeah.
That's his second best performance besides Encino Man. So.
Oh, don't skip ahead.
Then my number two is Last Action Hero with Mr. Schwarzenegger.
That's a great one.
That's a great
It's one. Such, you know, it's fun to watch, but it's definitely not the best.
It's really bad. But it's really
Rubble
good.
Baby
it's so bad, it's good.
He was the bad guy in that other film. Dang it.
I love the part where Schwarzenegger's in Blockbuster and he sees Sylvester Stallone as Terminator in the cardboard cutout. It's glued. Great. Gotti's never seen that.
Yes. No, I've never seen Last Action Hero.
What's wrong
never
with you?
Seen that.
Of course I've seen it.
It's weird. I think it rides that line between
Delta. This is great.
So I think I had a hairball.
No slap. No high five.
And my number one, which I cannot seem to not watch whenever it is on television, is 13 Going on 30.
I hate.
I'm going to go ahead and call bullshit.
That flick is so terrible.
There's no way you watch that movie.
I do.
It's not a guilty pleasure.
You said it.
Damn it.
It's I
just
do.
A shitty picture.
I like it a lot.
How do you like that?
I don't know.
The Thriller dance?
Man,
Andy Serkis?
I like Mark Ruffalo.
It doesn't make
sense. I like Mark Ruffalo. Put that on a t-shirt.
And Andy Serkis is one of his non-CGI roles.
Mark Ruffalo.
He watches it for Mark Ruffalo.
That's the best part.
13
that.
Going on 30 did not make sense. Because it tried to be...
It's the best...
It tried to be big. It could be, never be big. It's no
it tried to be the Tom Hanks picture big. But
it
there
failed.
Was like, there was like
failed
time travel in that.
I love
like,
that. List.
There was time travel What's in 13-3, and it didn't make sense.
Yeah, it's a dream yeah. sequence. It was pretty much.
Well, so
it
angry,
was
that
weird.
Was
yeah, the time travel sequence.
So those are your.
Okay,
that's a better list than Gotti.
That's much better than my list.
You're welcome.
My list is not so good.
All right, Chafferty, tell us
okay,
what the guilty pleasures are.
Since everyone's doing an honorable mention, I'll go with, since we just passed the Christmas season, I'll go with Jingle All the Way. Because that is a...
Arnold's
another
Schwarzenegger. Several times.
Yeah, Arnold. It's a terrible
I had Kindergarten Cop, but I didn't
That's a great movie.
That's a great movie.
Sinbad.
Drink.
Fucking A. Sinbad as the villain.
Yeah,
I said move.
Dasha Dance of Prince.
Sinbad
as
the
villain.
I miss...
Having a good time.
I miss Sinbad.
Yeah. Okay, so then going to my top three
talkies.
The top of the list has to be Encino Man, because that is something that... it's half nostalgia, half just a goofy, fun movie. And I love...
Pauly Shore, Sean Astin?
Yeah, at times.
Yeah.
Pauly Shore.
In the
it's out of Dog Bowl, it's quality.
And they have a dance sequence in it, too.
Robert Truglio from...
I was hoping part two was...
He was the bass player of that band at the end.
Yes.
So there's some continuity.
I like it.
Second on the list is, I forget if I'm going up or down on this talkie list, but is Mannequin.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And it's mainly,
Hollywood!
Mainly because I had a huge crush on Kim Cattrall, so
yeah.
Between that and Big Trouble Little China growing up, that was...
And part two had that great song, what was that?
I don't know what you're talking about, there isn't a part two.
There
part
is
two
part
what?
Two.
Oh.
Mannequin?
Yeah.
And
that Peter Harris song.
Mannequin's great.
Yeah.
Power of love,
or
we can't
like a night in a shining armor from a long time ago.
They're excited.
We need this every show.
Never last forever.
All right, that's Mannequin. So it's Italian
it
Mannequin. What else?
Last one is Sucker Punch.
That's from
Punch.
The Mannequin.
Sucker Punch is a deliciously
gorgeous
film
bad.
To watch. It is a gorgeous
barf.
Yeah, it's
I don't see what's
it is. It is gorgeous. It is a
barf.
As far as visuals, it's awesome.
I agree.
Think that's
yeah,
Zach,
as long as you mute it.
That's what Zack Snyder
great.
Is. Yeah, that's what Zack Snyder is good at
He's
doing.
He's great at visuals, horrible at everything else, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And that's why Man of Steel's...
Disagree.
I love you.
Disagree.
I really
You're both
love
wrong.
You. I really love you right now.
We can mid.
Both wrong.
The headline will read, if Jonathan is fired, Hollywood flies. Excuse me while I step out to the window ledge.
What is that?
That's for Mannequin.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Apparently you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
No, I have seen it.
Sorry.
It's been a while.
I love it. Yeah, his glasses. They were selling them at Pizza Hut. There was a promotion. The guy from Mannequin, his glasses.
No way.
Yeah. I remember that.
His name's Hollywood.
Hollywood. All right.
I'm going to just sing.
My guilty pleasures. My runner-up is Bad Boys 2.
What?
Horrible, horrible,
so
horrible
so
flick.
So.
But a lot of fun to watch.
The first
and I
one,
hate that I tell anybody that I enjoy a Michael
bad.
Bay motion picture.
They paid like
Pearl Harbor.
Something about that mansion.
Yeah.
That's great.
So any Michael Bay is terrible.
Is
but Bad Boys
mention?
2 is kind of, that's an honorable mention.
Oh, I should have put the island on the list because I love the island.
My number three is Teenage Mutant.
I'm the offender of the men. I'm not an apologist. But
my number three is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. Secret
two?
Boobs.
Someone read that IGN.
Baka
list.
And Razor?
What?
Exactly
no,
where you
no.
Got
three's definitely
not at all.
That crap too.
Three's like
three
the biggest pile of
yeah.
crap.
Time Scepter?
Toka and Reza.
I've owned all of them, and I like watching them, but...
You watched the...
I like the third one better than two.
The concert movie? You had that?
I do not.
You got it at Pizza Hut whenever you got a...
Really?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I kind of remember.
And we're going to be watching the band from that movie in February.
That is true. That is true.
You said the only power.
Yeah, you said...
What? Ha ha, drink.
What did I say?
Film.
You said it too.
The F word.
I didn't say that's an M word, but it's cool. All
right. My number two is a flick that I saw in the theater. And I love telling people I love this, but it's a guilty pleasure, is Jason X. I've always loved Jason in Space.
It's not the worst Jason movie.
It's terrible, but it's so good.
It's not the worst one. I like that one. It's entertaining.
And my number one is a movie, shit. It's a motion picture I saw when I was really young, and I watched it so many times. I loved it. I had dreams about being in the flick and being friends with these characters. It's Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh, that is so bad.
Don't shake hands with Messy Tess.
I tried to watch it recently.
I watched it recently, and I loved it.
It's so bad.
So bad.
It is so bad.
That I hate people that I tell and I like that movie. That movie.
Well, I hate you now.
Well,
so.
Why do you hate me?
Why do you hate me?
Because that movie.
I drank
Beyond.
It's no sense of a woman, though.
Yeah, it's no sense of a woman.
Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah!
When's the last time y'all
saw it?
Recently. But those are our guilty pleasures. We'd like you to tell us on our Facebook.
What's the characters in that movie?
What your guilty pleasures are.
Yes.
So let us know.
Let us know.